Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And welcome to Mega News Nation on this Tuesday night. Man, I tell you what, it was nice out today and everything. New Mexico just had a great big win. The Supreme Court just said that our governor cannot have the mail-in ballots and everything. So they just slapped her in the face with that. So that was some good news for a change. And there's more good news we're going to talk about in a little bit. And meanwhile, hey, Virgil, hey, Russell, hey, Carmelita, how y'all did?
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I started my new job on Monday, and since everybody was out of the office, I couldn't tell anybody. I sent them a breakup text on Sunday, told them I had enough of the shit, I was done. And my buddy from over there just called me, man, and he goes, they're losing their fucking minds over there.
Right.
Just a little karma that goes, man. They go, oh, no, we haven't lost that contract. We haven't lost that contract. You did. I took it with me.
Right. I just saw that crazy law that one of the governors up there somewhere in Texas passed. I sent that to you. Can you believe that? There are only one person allowed in the vehicle.
That has to be some kind of county or city or something. That wasn't no Texas governor did that, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it was
only one
county
person allowed where?
In a vehicle to go anywhere.
Get out the fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I sent him a copy of the executive order that was signed. I was like, oh my God. You know. Hey, Virgil, welcome back, brother. We missed you.
Hey, yeah, I just got back from Texas Stan last night.
How did that new truck drive?
Oh, it drove good. It just don't like bobtailing down I-10. It's got to have a trailer on it, but it rides good. It runs good. Got a lot of power.
Good. I thought we was going to have to bail you out of there with everything going on, you know.
We Susan and I got to the, well, I'm going to call it the border.
Uh-huh.
And we explained to the officers what we were doing, showed them the letter, showed our papers, and they flagged us on through.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other people that were not so fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me sick. It made me angry, and it made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to think that my country has come down to show your papers to go from Louisiana to Texas.
Well,
I mean, I know these guys are just doing their job. They're following mm-hmm. orders and all of this, but I mean, it does not justify the principle. I mean, they're just totally disregarding the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They're raping our rights.
Yep.
And it's sickening. It's sickening.
Yep.
It is sickening. I never thought I would see that happen in the state of Texas.
Today the governor just extended a new law to where if you come into New Mexico from any other state, you're gotta be quarantined. And if you're not quarantined, you're gonna be forced to quarantine for 14
days.
Who's
got their TV on in the background?
That ain't
me. Who's got their TV on?
It's not me. I got
everything off.
I don't watch it. But anyway,
this is getting out of hand, but Trump stated that if any governors defy the orders when it comes time to open up the state, he has the power and authority to do
guys,
so.
Guys, there's somebody listening in on this.
You don't hear that
in the background? Yeah, somebody listening in on this station. I'm telling you now.
Oh, they're always listening. We get feds in all the time that get checks in
that's
on us.
That's what
it. So
Virgil hears.
I can hear it.
Find it and mute the noise, Joseph.
I don't know.
You got to mute it because it's a bunch of people in the background.
I can't mute it because unless I mute you all. So I don't know where it's coming from, but it's not coming from me. But anyway, this is getting ridiculous already and that stuff. But I tell you, you know, these governors are power hungry, and they're not going to give it up.
Yeah, but they're being hit with lawsuits. I talked to a police officer today. He said these officers here in this area anyway, they said, look, we're not even pushing this authorization thing because we're having even bigger problems. People are starting to turn against us. People are actually getting their hands on weapons that are illegal. They said, we're not forcing anything because apparently there's going to be a class action lawsuit against the governors, against other elected state officials for pushing unconstitutional laws. And even the officer said, he goes, like, we're aware of it. The court system's going to be so filled with civil lawsuits that I'll tell you what, the criminals are never even going to get a chance to go before the courts. That's the way it's going to go down, guys.
Russell, that noise is coming from you, brother. I just muted everybody. I just muted you, and it's coming from you somewhere in the background.
I don't know what. I ain't got nothing on.
Are you in the bar, Gunny?
No, I'm sitting here in my friggin' office, and I ain't got nothing on.
Well, that's where it's coming from. But anyhow, and of course they're going to market as died from corona, you know, and everything. And this is sad to see this happening and stuff. But the officers should have realized, you know, they either side with us or side with the government.
Well,
the mayor
in New Orleans is going to cancel all festivals and activities until 2021.
What?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to do that. So, no, that's Latoya Candler. Come from California and got to be mayor of New Orleans. And
that's a crazy bitch. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
and so it wouldn't surprise me that that if she didn't ask for unemployment benefits for all the pickpockets down there.
Right. Now that background's gone now.
I told you somebody was listening. You didn't believe me.
I went from my house to my garage, but I was sitting in my office. I didn't have nothing but a friggin' light on. Well, I mean, I've got boxer shorts on, but I mean, other than that, all, I don't have a light.
Right. So, well, quit, whatever it is. So. But,
yeah, they got you tagged there, Russell. They got you tagged. They got you bugged in your office.
Oh, they're always, well, on this show, Carmelita, we've been, that, you know, the feds do listen, you know, since LaVoy Pinnicum, they've listened in on it. You know, so.
Well, maybe they could learn something, okay? Maybe they could learn something, because I'll tell you what, they shouldn't be getting paid what they're getting paid, because they don't know
right.
their job, apparently.
Right.
Well,
you know,
I did call Steve Scalise back. And I managed to get a message to him. He messaged me back. You know, I told you about Mardi Gras. I told you. And they, you know, he said, Virgil, he said, you know, you were right. He said, you were right. We were wrong.
Yep.
You know, we didn't step up when we should have stepped up.
Well, get this. Trump put a halt. Trump put a halt today on the WHO.
Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead,
Johnny. Go ahead, Johnny.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Oh, I was going to ask you, are the cases still escalating there in Louisiana?
Are the what?
Is it still escalating up there?
The case is still escalating up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody that's dying of less than a gunshot wound or a car accident, they're dying of corona. They're all going on the corona count.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something, man. I've talked to a lot of people today. You know, I'm out in this shit every day, just like you when you're rolling that truck down the road, Virgil. I talk to a lot of people today, man, and everybody that I talk to that's out here working and stuff, that they have absolutely had enough of this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been to every part of Houston you can imagine in the last friggin' month, man. Hot
mm-hmm.
zones, not hot zones. Fuck, man, we were working right nursing home in Texas City that had the 83 cases pop up out of it. And I'm still kicking, you know, and I just I don't see it, man. I don't see this. And I mean, Trump's hands were tied. We didn't know where this was going or how bad it was going to be, right? And then the media took off with it and just went ape batshit fucking off the charts with fear mongering. Like I said, I think Trump's done a good job, and I think he's fixing to open the economy back up. And
but I mean, we fed into it though, Russell.
People here in Texas are fixing to say fuck it. We're just tired of it. We're gonna get. I mean, my neighbors are like, you know, fuck this shit. We're going back to work next week.
Yeah, same here in New Mexico. It's same thing. And then word got out today. There's some people that I know that are assembling. They're calling for a march come around May 1st. Country ain't open. They're going to march up to the state capitol and probably drag the governor's ass out.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
can you
imagine? You know, look at all the people who fed into this shit. Seriously.
Yep.
Did everybody get their stimulus check, by the way?
Not yet. They're starting them off tomorrow, direct deposit. So we'll see.
Well, no, direct deposit has already hit. They're supposed to be doing the mail out checks tomorrow.
Mail out checks are tomorrow because mine hit today.
Oh, I didn't get mail mine out
check?
Yet.
Huh?
Yours was a mail out check?
No, deposit.
I had direct deposit. They threw direct,
okay.
Which is very weird. The amount I got, I was like, what the fuck? I had to make a phone call. Yeah, something wasn't right.
Well, I haven't gotten one yet, so I'm just waiting. So, yeah. And I have direct deposit through Direct Express, so they said we don't have to do anything, you know, so.
Now, what
we'll
is
see.
This thing, anyway? I mean, I don't really, why am I getting it? I don't understand.
It's a stimulus check. The entire country.
But I don't need to be
it.
Stimulated. I'm fine.
The country, that's the check you don't have to
I
pay
don't.
Back.
I,
so,
well,
of course,
why should I pay it back? It's my money. It's my
mm-hmm.
money that they stole from me.
Right.
So I can give this. I can just, you know, give it to my son then, correct?
Yeah.
Why don't you buy that machine we talked about last night with it?
I already told you I would buy that machine, but your ass and Gunny's ass didn't call me back and do a three-way conversation like y'all said you were going to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I was
y'all
waiting
probably
on
just
last
curled
night.
Up
yeah,
on the bed and
yeah,
went to sleep.
Yeah, Joseph.
I was waiting for Carmelita to call me. I was waiting for y'all to call.
Wait, don't you throw that shit on me, Joseph. That's not an aggression because I'm a female. Because I'm a female, I know how to do a three-way
no,
conversation.
I tell you, I don't know how to do three-way calls.
Okay. All right, I see how y'all are.
Virgil.
I see how y'all are.
Okay.
I see how y'all are.
Virgil, you weren't around, so what I did, Gunny.
Time out.
Go ahead, Gunny.
You haven't heard my million-dollar idea, okay?
Oh, you got to tell him. Go ahead and tell him.
This is based while we were doing a show last night. Brother, it hit me like a fucking lightning bolt. All right, he's talking around there talking about him naming Kamala Harris as his running mate. And I came up with the perfect bumper sticker, Grant. Creepy Uncle Joe and the hoe. All right, so
yep.
You got one of them on each side of a round circle that's got a communist flag in it, right? Got Joe standing there, character. Kamala Harris is on her knees with knee pads on, right? And it's Keep Your Uncle Joe in the Hole 2020.
Yep. Yep.
So we kind of forgot we were on the show and we got too excited about it. We blurted it all out there.
Oh, it was funny.
Yeah.
But I was waiting,
yeah.
And Joe and William says, oh, all right, I'm going to do a three-way. I'm like, okay, I'm waiting.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, y'all wait till I'm not on the show to offer a three-way. Okay. Yeah, okay. I see how important I am to y'all.
First of all, I told William, I said, what do you mean you don't have to do it? You don't have to be a three-way.
Susan just heard me say that and came out the kitchen eye fucking me.
I love you, Susan.
Susan, it's not what you think.
No, it's not that kind of three-way. I don't think my husband would approve. Well, I don't know.
Although the whole world must have thought about that one last night, Carmelita.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was crazy.
I don't know.
Creepy Joe and the Hope.
Gunny approved.
Creepy Joe and the Hope. Yep.
Hey, is that really his running mate? Honest to God, is that his VP, Kamala Harris, or is it Michelle?
Joe had it as Kamala Harris, but he hasn't announced yet. So,
okay,
because
you know Obama.
Even after he announces it, Gunny, he still ain't gonna know who his running mate is. The senile motherfucker.
Right.
Hey, I thought Kumo was dropping in the ring. Is Kumo going to drop in the ring?
I heard something about that, so I don't know.
Yeah, that little WAP was on.
Well, the governor of California, I was reading an article before we came on the show, he's going to extend the stay-at-home laws and everything for another year as well. But at
get
the same
the
time.
Get the fuck out of here. A year?
No. Now, check this out. Plus, at the same time, he wrote an executive order to have all the war memorials removed from California.
You better be joking. We talking about Newsom?
Yep.
Yeah.
Newsom.
It's not going to happen, guys. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now. Do you have any idea what the gun sales are right now? Is anybody paying attention?
The war memorials he's talking about. The war memorials he's talking about.
I understand that, but the fact remains, if he touches them, that people are already hot-headed right now. The
The war memorials he's talking about is with the the Buffalo Soldiers with the Indian issue and Apaches and Arapahoes and all of that. He's talking about removing all of those monuments to the,
yeah,
to the United
history.
States Cavalry. Yeah, I know. It's same thing
but
down
history.
Here with
Why
the Confederate.
Why would you erase history?
Same thing down here with the Confederate monuments. They spent $3 million in New Orleans removing Confederate monuments, but they didn't spend a penny to fix the streets or the sewers in New Orleans or any type of the crime problem. You know,
but,
I'm
you
sorry,
know,
but that's nonsense
and
to me.
I was
okay.
to say earlier,
that's Mr. Bitch Landrieu. He spent $3 million of taxpayer money to get a $12 million position on Al Sharpton's Community Action Committee.
Oh, God, there's another one. Is he dead? Did he die yet?
But Trump stated any governors who do not follow the executive orders that he writes, because he did write the executive orders to shut down the country. He could write executive orders to open it up and go over their heads, and he will have them all prosecuted if they don't follow through it. That's what he said today.
Let's see Bill Barr prosecute anybody.
Let me say this too. He did state this morning, and I was laughing because he said what America needs is a beautiful mutiny. A beautiful mutiny would be so great right now.
What? You want to spell that?
A mutiny, M-U-T-I-N-Y, mutiny. Overthrow the governors.
Oh, we need to overthrow the government, okay?
Yep.
And just keep Trump and Crenshaw.
Well, that's
like
Russell said.
Well,
I got into a
total reset. Total reset.
Yep.
But I got into a flying cussing match with some bitch, I can't recall her name, when I posted a response to the Reverend in Greenville, Mississippi. I said, why don't you just tell your parishioners whenever they want to come to church, you know, just to grab their shotguns, their pistols, their ARs, their hunting rifles or whatever, and bring them with them. And
exactly.
I can guarantee you, the police department in Greenville, Mississippi, is not going to want to play World War II in the parking lot of a Baptist church with a bunch of armed citizens.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh, our church already does that, Virgil. Our pastor, you know, he allows, you know, open carry in our church. So I know quite a few that do carry inside the church. So it's like, you know. But I was proud of the pastor Sunday. He opened up the services over the shutdown order. He was like, you know what? They're not going to stop my church.
Well, in Greenville, Mississippi, they had a parking lot service. The Greenville, Mississippi Police Department was running $500 tickets to the people in that parking lot. You know,
I would
pick
every officer's name.
Anybody that's listening, if this happens to you, like in Kentucky and Greenville, Mississippi, okay, refuse to sign the citation. Refuse.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse. You don't have to sign it. You do not have to sign it.
Yep.
And if you have to go to municipal court on this, what will really give them the red ass is when they ask you, how do you plead? Now, there is nothing in the Constitution, nothing in any state law, nothing in any federal law that says a person that is accused of a crime and brought before the court must admit fault or protest their innocence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The law reads, the accused has to be given the opportunity to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. The opportunity to voluntarily enter a plea. Your response when the judge or justice of the peace asks you, how do you plead? I do not wish to enter into contract with the courts. I do not wish to enter into contract with the courts and sit your ass down. There is nothing they can do.
Right?
That's 100% right.
Yep.
See, I bet a lot of people didn't know that either till just now.
Well, I've only got one thing to say. I've only got one thing to say about gun-free zones. If I'm in it, it ain't.
Well, if I'm in it,
that's
it ain't.
Right. That's right. That's
right.
Right
now.
To me, a gun-free zone is them handing them out.
Shit.
Here,
gun-free.
Gun
I'll
free.
Take a gun over my own husband. And that's saying
But, you know, in all seriousness, though, I mean, people still aren't pissed off enough yet. You know, they're starting to get there, but, you know, I was seeing all kinds of, you know, after what Trump did last night when he spoke to media,
well,
that was so priceless.
If you think they're pissed now, okay, they've got all of these mortgages suspended, all of these electrical power bills suspended, and all that.
I just paid my mortgage.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I just paid mine too, my rent.
When the hell did it get suspended? Somebody could have told me something.
They sent us a 90-day deferment on ours.
I get our fucking 90-day deferment.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I got a bill. I got a fucking
you know,
what the hell?
And what Virgil is saying
you,
is that all states were supposed to comply to this, and they didn't do it.
Pick up a pencil and paper and write God and complain to him. Don't complain to me.
I didn't make the law. I just live in the same as you. Shithole.
Right,
I'm a Democrat shithole, man. Even though
PNM said, you know, we don't have to pay our electric bill, we went ahead and paid it, you know, because later
but
on.
Watch when all that shit, when all this is over with, and all that shit comes back on people. And
oh, fuck
people
that, dude. I'm paying
want their money. That people are going to want their money. They're going to want all of their money. And boy, you talk about you're going to see some shit.
Oh, I'm paying my shit. I paid my mortgage. I paid my BG&E, my water.
Yep, we did too. Because, you know, even though they said we don't have to, later on, like Virgil said, that's going to come back on you because that could pile up and you still have to pay it.
Yeah.
Well, we got T-shirts. We got, Gunny, I'm going to have to get you one of them T-shirts they got coming out down here now. Yeah.
Let's just say.
What is?
Yeah, Operation Louisiana Enduring Clusterfuck. COVID-19 2020.
Oh, I got to get one of those.
Hey, that's another idea. We need one for New Mexico. One for New Mexico, Texas.
I like that, Virgil. I will proudly wear one of those.
Yep.
I told you the shirt I got from South Carolina when I was down there on my way back. I got my Trump hat, and then I got my shirt that said, I don't need sex.
Right.
You ought to see the graphics. You ought to see the graphics ordered for the side of my truck, man. They're awesome. I'm gonna send you a copy of them.
You got a new truck ordered.
Oh yeah, I got a 2016 Mac.
Bad news.
When did you get that?
No, well, not 2016 Mac. I got it yesterday.
I don't even wonder how much.
Yep. 34950. Finance $1,500 a month.
Yeah, I was close. 34 grand.
Yeah, I paid $7,800 down on it cash. And I got the 3-year bumper to bumper protection plan on it. Covers everything. Motor goes out, transmission goes out, rear end goes out.
It's all covered.
And this is a maintenance warranty. You got to have that on the road. You got to have it because if you're way up in bumfuck Egypt and you blow a U-joint or something, you know, it covers tow truck, it covers the labor, it covers everything.
Yep,
and
they cost more than a brand new car.
Oh yes. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, well,
they
I
will.
Had a trucker blow a tire and almost take out my fucking car.
Well, you can't help that. You can't help that. A tire is man-made.
Couldn't see me. I was
the
doing
truck,
some freaking maneuver driving then. Holy
the
shit,
truck,
see his big-ass tire coming at my ass. I never swerved over on 95 so freaking quick. I was doing freaking military.
Hey, well, Carmelita, those tires can hold up to 120 pounds PSI. That's pounds per square
yep.
inch on that tire. And they look for the weakest spot on that tire. You know,
yep.
and... These companies, they want to save money. They use these what they call recaps, remanufactured tires, which ain't worth a shit. Okay, I will not have any of them on my truck or on my trailers because they're dangerous. And, you know, certain little objects in the road, I mean, it just puts the slightest little cut in that tire, and that tire will blow. And
yep.
Well, I'll tell
blow,
you what, I never seen anything
I've
like
seen
it before in my life.
And that sounds like a cannonball going off.
They have guys that have run them tire trucks, and they'll inflate those tires, and a brand-new tire will be bad. That's something that will blow. And there have been many a tire man that have been killed by those tires.
Mm-hmm.
Standing
well,
still. So.
Let me tell you something, brother. Man, about, four, so probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that, man. I was running up 45 North, just shy of Conroe. So actually just shy of Spring where this happened. And anyway, I was in the second lane over from the left, man. I was running about 70, 75, something like that. And driving through there, man, it was one of those big-ass heavy-duty cranes, on roller cranes, you know, tire cranes. I was hauling down the fucking highway headed south. And I guess when he got about even with us, that engine blew. And, son, let me tell you, that concussion was so hard, it moved me over a lane. I thought something had hit my truck. I was like, oh, fuck. So we pull over and look. It wasn't nothing bad. And that fucking crane was sitting there and fucking black smoke boiling out of it.
Yeah.
And let me give some people some advice right now. They've done away with the hours of service for essential truck drivers, such as reapers, vans, certain commodity items. Let me give you a little hint right now. If that truck says Swift, CR England, KLLM, KLLM, or Covenant on it, make sure you put that son of a bitch in your fucking rearview mirror as fast as you can.
Yep. Yep.
Especially Swift and CR England.
Don't forget
because I'm
going to
tell you what. Well, J.B. Hunt don't go fast enough to hurt anybody.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I'm going to tell you right now, put that son of a bitch in your rearview mirror. Get as far ahead of him as you can.
Yep.
Because I'm going to tell you what, they will fuck your shit up.
Yep. And here's a little advice, too. I know we got a lot of truckers that listen in and everything. And New Mexico, the governor is thinking about having all truck drivers tested before they enter the state.
And here's another thing too. What's another blow to the American dream here? Dairy farmers are having to destroy tons and tons of eggs, and they're dumping milk down the drain and in the ditches because they can't store anymore. They're going belly up.
Yep,
they're going belly up, fellas.
As well too.
This has got to stop. This has got to stop.
Yep.
This has got to stop. It's going to kill us. It's going to kill us all.
I saw where some farmers were complaining too because all the green beans and everything that's coming up and crop, they're having to destroy them as well too. Green beans and other stuff. So, you know, it's destroying the farmer's market, you know, and everything. And I don't know, brother. I mean, Trump wants to open the country May 1st, but the governors are going to, all these Democrat governors are going to resist, you know, and our governor wants to extend ours.
Well,
I'm
going to tell you what right now. It's getting close to it. It's getting close to it. And I'm going to tell you what. You see the oranges and grapefruits and all of that shit? Let me tell you something, people. You're fixing to see $10 a gallon orange juice. Because the processing, you know, all of that stuff,
yeah,
the stores are limiting purchases, you know, on people and everything else, and and it's just creating a big log of jam. And,
the wheat and the flour,
you
too.
Know,
don't forget, you're going to see $25 loaves of bread.
I'm telling you, it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Yep.
We, you know.
Oh, check
you
this
know,
out,
people.
Guys. I was. You know how you go to Walmart, so you get the six thing, you know, Pepsi or whatever. You can get them for like $3.50. Guess what they are now? I nearly shit today. $10.
Well, Susan just come back from Walmart. She been standing in line. They got one register open. One register open. At the Walmart, and she stood in line for close to an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Wow.
To check out.
Yep. Oh, you know.
Well,
go ahead, Russell.
Well, we haven't seen no big price jumps here in Texas at all, man. Prices remain pretty much what they were, have been all along, and stuff like that.
Oh,
they're
price gouging like crazy up here.
Yeah, well. You know, we haven't seen any of that here. Everything's pretty stable. The supply chain's kind of balanced back out. There's a few items out there that you still can't hardly find, but for the most part, everything's well stocked again. You know, like you said, they're going to have to give these farmers some big relief, man.
Oh,
these dairy farmers, chicken farmers, you know, egg farms, you know, the whole nine yards.
Oh, I went to get a carton of smokes, the kind I normally get, you know, it's like $27, right? And I went to Love's because the smoke shops are shut down. They dropped the prices up $67 for a carton of Eagles, which were normally $27. I was like, what the fuck? You know?
Well, what gets me is the gas prices are dropping, but the diesel prices are staying the same.
Not here. Gas went up.
You know?
$1.80 a gallon now up here in New Mexico.
Holy shit, $1.49 here. I'm in Maryland.
Check this out. Today at the ATV store on the way back to work, I pulled in, throw some gas in my Jeep, and I paid a absolutely horrible, morale busting $1.379 a gallon.
We were paying $1.15 a gallon.
At least, you know, Louisiana and Texas. Say, bro, $5 is gas money again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is up anyway, William, because you have a cunt for a governor.
That right.
Well, you know, but the sad part of it is, truth be known, you know, don't get me wrong, I love this $1.37 gas, but I know that's no good any way, shape, or form. You know, if gas is $2, $2.25 a gallon, you know, right there, maybe $2.50 a gallon, something like that. I'm okay with it because I know shit's rolling like it's supposed to be rolling, you know. So, while this cheap gas is nice and I enjoy it as much as everybody else does, it's killing Texas and Louisiana.
Well, Russell, you got to look at this. You see that $1.39 that you paid is really $1.19 because you have to subtract the 20 cents a gallon VIC going to the state for so called highway funds.
Yep.
You know, the highway
yep.
tax at 20 cents per gallon. So really you're paying $1.19, but you know, that's what the That's what the
revenue goes to.
The stations are paying for it, and then they got to add that 20 cents per gallon sales tax on it.
Mm-hmm. Woo, and I tell you what, man, these cities are starting to feel the squeeze of loss of tax revenue, man. Let me tell you, man, this is week four of it here in Texas, and you can tell they're losing all that sales tax in them bars, restaurants, nail shops, mm-hmm. hairdressers, all that. Because, boy, they had 5-0 out there today yanking over people left and right, baby.
Yeah, they're doing it here, too, New Mexico. We got cops everywhere. And to be honest, I haven't even followed any of the damn laws. I mean, I've been out and about and don't do what I normally do.
I'll tell you, police in Maryland aren't doing it. They said they're not enforcing it. They said, we're not enforcing it. They said, we're seeing what's happening out there. They said, these people are getting really crazy.
Yep.
They said, they don't get paid enough to put their life on the line for that. They said, they said, one officer I talked to today, he says, yeah, I know. He says, they just let out 228 felons. He says, and he goes, we're just sitting back. We're not pushing this stuff. They said, the governor's pushing these laws out there and everything. And I said, well, y'all are going to get hit with a bunch of civil lawsuits. And he says, I know, ma'am, I know. He says, I know what we're going to get hit with. And that's what they're doing.
The state of Missouri got, the governor got a hell of a phone call from the United Truckers Association, and he told the governor that he better put a brake on all of these speed traps and everything, pulling these truckers over for these bullshit violations. And because he said he will put out a mandate, you know, from the United Truckers Association that you know, Missouri will be cut off. Missouri will be cut off. You see, because very few companies now are forced dispatch. You see, they give us the right to turn loads down, and if we have the right to turn loads down to Missouri. And if we turn loads down to Missouri, you know, you're fucked. You're fucked. I don't give a goddamn what you have or what you think you bought or what you own, whatever. The furniture you got in your house, the clothes on your back, the food in your pantry, it all got to be brought there by a truck. Unless you've got a rail line in front of your house, it's all got to be put on a truck before it hits the shelves. In the stores, it rides in the back of that truck.
Yep, and Missouri's committing suicide. Our governor's
committing
suicide.
Hey, what if I live off the grid, though? What if I live off the grid, Virgil? Does it still count?
Well, if you live off the grid, I mean, you still got to come get something.
If I'm killing my deer and I'm drinking well water and I'm living out there on my land, what do I got to come and get?
Okay. If you are a woman, say 27 years old, no husband, living off the grid. All right. What are you going to do for tampons? Use a pine cone?
Well, you got to have tampons. What do you mean, what are you going to use for bullets? I'm already living off the grid. If you're living off the grid and you guys have been been in war before me. I mean, well, I don't know. Am I older than y'all? Am I older than everybody on here? Because I really don't know.
I believe I'm the oldest. I'm 59, so.
You know, that reminds
how old
me
you,
of
Virgil?
A story. I'm 57 years old.
Okay, how old are you, Russell?
Russell's
I'm
the youngest.
62.
I'll give you a hint how old Russell is. I'll give you a hint how old Russell is. He fought for the South, okay?
Okay. Shit.
Carmelita, that reminds me of a story. You know, the wife went to the store, and her husband said, pick me up a carton of cigarettes. And the wife comes back with a big bag of tobacco and some rolling papers. And she said, why don't you roll your own? It's cheaper. Well, next week, the husband's going to the store, And she hollers at the husband, pick me up a box of tampons. Well, he comes back. He's got this big bag of cotton balls and this twine string. And she said, what am I going to do with that? He said, roll your own. It's cheaper.
Well, see, I ain't got to worry about that. So I ain't got no, never mind. I can make it out there on the grid without all that shit. They made it out there. Without all them women out there, believe me, they were bleeding way before they came out with tampons and Tampax and all that
to
other
say
shit.
That,
they were bleeding out. Exactly. The women out there giving birth.
Women
out giving birth out in the field and everything. They dropped
that's
that
why
kid
we
and
don't
they
trust
they
y'all.
Went back to work. What you mean?
That's
you
why
trust
we
us
can't
off?
Turn our back. We can't turn our back. I, what? I'm not gonna trust something that bleed for 7 days and don't die.
Exactly. Sometimes 14 days and we don't die.
Well, right, right.
You better keep us on your team. And them tampons come into good use for you guys out in them fields, okay? I've shoved tampons
do.
Up plenty of people's noses for blood, for nosebleeds and
all kinds
of shit.
I tell you what, they work good on clean fucking wounds, too, where it goes in and out. You want to talk about stop the bleeding? There ain't nothing better out there for it.
It will absorb quick, guys. It'll absorb up enough blood. Forget the blood clot. Give me that tampon. Supermax. Bam.
Yep.
You're golden.
I carry two up in my ass pack. I carry two of those, gauze, some tape, chest patch, and I carry three cats.
Work
so I
good.
A whole
works
bunch,
good
I took a whole bunch of IVs and everything
work,
and stuff. I got a
right,
bunch of that
works
stuff.
Good in a, they work good in a bateau boat, too, when you lose your boat plug.
Oh, shit. Okay, I have never tried that, and I'm not going to try that. Okay? No. Hell
or do you
no.
Look at, or do you like in that commercial, get you some flex glue and just flex it.
Hey, you guys are going to laugh, man, but we were doing cold weather training and stuff like that, man, and y'all are going to laugh, man, but I tell you what, man, the warmest thing you can put on is a pair of women's pantyhose. Those motherfuckers will keep you warm.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep, they'll keep the
what,
heat in. They will keep the heat in. They will keep the heat in. Women's pantyhose actually
will
keep the heat in. And that's when they put you through freezer training and everything. Because when we had to go through freezer training, the pantyhose keeps all the heat within your body. So it works really great. But it's funny shit watching the guys put them on.
Yeah, it is. You got 7 hairy ass recon marines standing there fucking bouncing around in the barracks trying to get in a pair of pantyhose. Pretty fucking funny.
Oh,
right.
but once they try to get them up to their waist.
We used them in the Haifa Mountains. We used them in the Haifa Mountains in Beirut. Let me tell you what, that ground is cool to sleep on. That ground is cold.
Hey, pantyhose come in. Let me tell you what. You can use them for a lot of things, guys. I mean, trust me. They're durable. They really are durable.
I know this. When you ladies got them on, we can tell when you fart. Because when you got a pair of pantyhose on and you fart, your ankles swell up.
Yeah, but when you men put them on, we know which one's hanging which way. What's little and what's not. Yeah.
Right.
So it looks like y'all got a pair of nut huggers on. You got to worry about taping that thing back there. It's already stuck to the back of your ass with the pinhead.
Right. Well, I tell you what, guys, it's getting close. You guys want to call tonight or keep going? Or?
I'm going to call it tonight. I got to roll in the morning. Shit, looks like I'm
I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
I'm gonna eat my supper. I gotta get up
and
start packing that stuff in my truck in the morning.
Well, yeah. We'll just come back Thursday. We'll see what happens, and, you know, to me, who knows
the way things are going.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for something positive, please. Let's hope for something positive.
Right.
And hopefully
right.
you'll give me a call, William, and tell me that your governor was, you know, taken
well,
out.
We'll see. We've got some important hearings coming up.
Let us pray for the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Let us pray that an assassin goes off his shit and drops this bitch. Okay,
oh,
let's
God,
pray that she falls down and let's pray for her that she falls down and breaks her neck.
There was a bunch of articles coming out that Trump is going to possibly use executive powers to have Nancy Pelosi removed. He's looking into
that bullshit.
Is she up in D.C.? Because I'll remove the bitch. I'm 45 minutes from there.
You know, he's looking at
I hope somebody disguises some sticks of dynamite as candles, you know.
That's the thing tampons are good for. You can use them as candles.
Hey, look, you light it and it fizzes. Okay.
He's trying to blow that one out there, Pelosi. Blow that one.
The only thing I've got to say before we close out here, Joe and Virgil and Carmelita, is that, you know, I never thought COVID-19 would get to this point, but it's starting to rival the great pussy drought of 1993 when nobody was fucking because they're all afraid of dying of AIDS.
Yeah, right, right. right.
But, yeah, and this too, Gunny, all of a sudden we're running on a shortage of blondes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're having a real shortage of blondes lately.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't seen any blondes around lately.
Hey.
Well, you know, and the fun part is, and the best part is, they still have to go out and do shit, man, and they all try to dress down and shit, man, kind of hide their heads in shame because they got 2.5-3 inches of fucking black roots there underneath the block there.
Right.
Are their
right.
fake nails are popping off?
Well, shit, man, you already see me. I haven't been to the barbershop in a while, and I need a haircut bad, and barbershop's closed, so I'm like, shit.
Well, why don't you just find one of them Mexican trailers that's still cutting yards? I mean, you know, they can do that shit with a weed whacker.
Well, me and one of my most beloved brothers, fucking Bear, man, he was 82nd Airborne, man. I love that guy to death, man. Just about last August, September, we got together, had a camp out and stuff like that, hung out and stuff. So anyway, we got to drinking and we made a bet. I mean, now he's a fucking bodybuilder, man. He kind of looks like Aquaman. I hate to admit that, but he does, man. And stuff and pizza. So I think I'm gonna grow my hair out and stuff. So we're sitting there bullshitting. I said, "You can't grow no hair, fucking doggy boy." So we made a bet. And so we'll see who's got the longest hair in a year. And right now with this is April, so what, 5 months to go? Right now with 5 months to go, I went from a high and tight to it's on my shoulders.
Holy shit.
Well, anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show. We'll come back Thursday. We'll see what's going to go on in the end. Who knows? Maybe some more positive stuff to come out. But anyway, if you all just be careful and be safe out there and everything, and we'll just come back Thursday night. So I'll just say good night, everybody. We'll see you Thursday.
Hey, good night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
All right, bye.